Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Pradeep Sangha. He's a trusted strategist and coach for businessmen, award-winning author. He teaches executives and entrepreneurs how to become the complete man and experience complete victory. Pradeep, welcome to our podcast.
Hey, Christopher. Thank you for having me. I totally appreciate it.
So I've met many coaches and executives who focus on women, but I believe you might be the first guy that's focusing on men. So first of all, why did you choose to focus only on men?
Well, there's a little bit of a backstory to it. And it really is, I grew up in an immigrant family. My parents immigrated here back in the early 70s. And my dad was just like many immigrants, he was determined to create a life for himself and his family. And as he did that, he also had a business. He was a great father, but he was never really fulfilled in life. And he also suffered from alcoholism. And a few years ago, my dad actually passed away. His goal was to hit 65 years old and tell himself that he made it. And that's when he was going to take the foot off the pedal and kind of relax a little bit, not work so hard in the business and actually enjoy his life a little bit more. But he died at 64 and a half from a sudden heart attack. And throughout the years of having, you know, my father around and seeing his challenges, but also the good stuff that he taught me, I started to learn basically how men and also women operated from a relationship standpoint. But it gave me a lot of skills in terms of how to deal with things in life for men. And so I've seen men now, a lot of men suffering similar to what my dad did or in other ways where they live their entire lives a certain way and they feel unfulfilled or they feel incomplete or they're just chasing the dollar or they're just chasing the corporate career, whatever that is, and they're not having that full fulfillment in life. So that is my mission at the end of the day is to show them how to live a complete life and actually have it all because I found myself falling into a similar trap that my dad did and I had to pull myself out. So there's some strategies I learned that basically now I work with male executives and business owners, mainly because they're the ones that bury themselves the most into work. And here's my belief as well, is that right now men are challenged because, and when I say men, it's men in general, because there's a stereotype out there for masculinity in men, that it's not appropriate to be too masculine or it's aggressive. And so a lot of men don't know how to be men these days and they are unsure of themselves. Do they be more, are they supposed to be more masculine? Are they supposed to be less masculine? And as a result, they're having, you can say, challenges in the relationship as well, in their personal relationships with their spouses and also how they are being a father. So this is trickling down into, you know, from the business side, also into the personal side. So there's a lot of lost men out there in general. And Christopher, I don't know if you've ever, you know, fallen into this trap, but we know as guys that we can get knee deep into our business real fast and it could consume us. And when we take that focus away from our family, there's a detriment. So long story short, it's really to show men and help men live that complete life that they can easily live if they have the right focus and they have the right strategies to do so.
Now that's great because like women back in the 60s or 70s, women wanted to have more rights. Women wanted to have more voice, as they should. And then sometimes now, like women have all this masculine energy where it's like, is that what they really wanted? And then with men, we're getting assaulted all the time in the media, how bad we are, especially if you're a white male. I have a lot of friends from all races, but with white men, since I'm not black or white, I can say things that are open that people might not want to hear. But ultimately, it's like, we're being assaulted by the media. It's always like, oh, women and children leave first. Well, what about men? But I encourage, this is kind of funny, Pradeep, because the prior guest talked about women and how women need to stand up for themselves and have more of a voice. And now you, our next guest, is about how men need to just have a clarity as well. So let's talk about what do you feel men have a big challenge with now in 2020? What do you think are some of the biggest issues, especially with executives? Because our podcasts are geared more toward executives, entrepreneurs, speakers, often coaches. So what's one of the most pressing and telling challenges that you often find in your clients? If you were to look at, like you mentioned, you've coached hundreds of executives and spoken to thousands. So if you look at 1,000 people, what's one of the biggest things you see over and over and over again?
Well, you know, there's two sides. And one I would say is that there's that challenge with work-life balance. So the biggest challenge I see is that a lot of executives or business owners, entrepreneurs are knee deep in their business, and it's affecting basically their personal life. And what ends up happening is that they spend more time in their business and less time in their relationship with, I'm going to say, their wife, and less time with their children. So we are having the next generation grow up, I would say, with fathers that aren't around or aren't around as much as they should be. And so I see men challenged because they feel guilty when they're at work. They're constantly thinking about, oh, I should be with my family, or they're working evenings and weekends and they're feeling guilty about that. But when they're with their family, they're feeling guilty because they're thinking about that thing that they need to get done in the work. So there's that constant tug. There's that work-life balance. And you know, I hear a lot of influencers out there talk about, well, you know, work-life balance just doesn't exist. Well, I think that's a bunch of BS, because it has to exist. Because this universe, the way our world works, is it all goes towards balance. And if you don't balance your own life yourself, it gets balanced for you. And I'll share a story with you here. My wife is in the medical field and she works with cancer patients. And one of her patients about 6 months ago came in, and this gentleman has cancer, and it's a severe cancer, and he might not make it. But he had such a positive attitude because he said that cancer was the best thing that happened to him, because it forced him to stop working and actually take time to spend with his daughter. And for 25, 30 years that he wasn't around for his daughter as much as he wanted to be, now he actually is. So that's the biggest challenge that I'm seeing from the family side. On the flip side, I see a lot of guys being scared to be guys. They just don't know what it means to be masculine these days. Because right now, my team actually tracks it, we get half of our referrals from women. And we get half of our referrals from women saying, please help my husband, please help my business partner, please help this man in my life that needs help. Because they are just not stepping up, or they are unsure of themselves, or they just don't know how to conduct themselves in life. They're struggling.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of women out there that want this as well.
Yeah. And it's always, I remember I had a friend of mine. He pretty much said to the judge when they're going through this divorce in terms of custody for their son, it's like, only a man can raise a man and a woman can raise a woman. I'm not saying that those who are gay can't raise their sons and daughters, but there's some element of a man should be able to raise a man in certain ways and women the same. Like if I have a daughter, which I don't want to be talking about menstruation period. I could as a father, as a man, but there's certain things that a guy should talk to guys about, and women and there's nothing wrong with that. It's not sexist. It's unfortunately we live in a world where it's so polarizing. But I'm gonna dive a little deeper, because you are working with executives and entrepreneurs, and I have people that are talking about how challenging parenting is, but I said just go hire a nanny. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's like sometimes they put all the stress on them and they say they have to be this perfect person. I'm like, you have the resources to hire people. So I don't want to hear, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying like so many people don't have resources. But I'm curious, the one question I want to ask about the whole complete man, what does that mean when you say that, to be a complete man?
Well, basically every man has different wants and needs in their life, but the complete man overall, if I was to sum it up, is to have everything that you want in life. So some men just want the freedom to be able to do what they want, travel, spend time in nature, maybe go backpacking, whatever it is. That's the complete life for them. Other men want it all. They want the big house. They want the Ferrari. They want the status. That's the complete life for them. But the complete life, or being the complete man, is really focused on being complete inside first. So having the skills, the talent, the knowledge, the ability to be able to feel fulfilled regardless of what your external circumstances are. So that is what because you can have everything. And I work with a lot of rich men from a financial standpoint that feel incomplete inside. So they've worked 60 years of their life and they still feel empty. So the complete man, regardless of what happens externally, you still feel complete. You still live that happy life. You're still joyful. You have that content. You have that passion in life. So you get up every morning loving life, regardless of what's happening around you.
That's great. And what's one thing you most love about your life, pretty relative to working with your clients?
Oh, I just, you know, for me, what drives me is the moment that I see the lights turn on for my clients. When we work on something, because I have this process that we use where it's basically, you know, breaking down their roadblocks, the biggest things that are standing in their way, their obstacles. And when they find out, when they realize how to get through those challenges, that light, you can just see it in their face, and they know that their life is going to change as a result. So little things, just whether it's in their relationship or how they are as a father or just how they think about themselves, little tweaks can have just a profound impact on their lives.
I agree, especially as men, because again, sometimes we are overly stubborn, and sometimes we, like you said, just stay focused on our dreams. But it's like those little tweaks where literally one of my friends, he had a female friend say, "You're working like a construction worker." And he just like stepped back, and it's like, what do you mean? It's like, all you're doing is work, 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 work. You're not thinking with strategy, not thinking with foresight. You're not thinking with insight. You're working like a construction worker. And it just had this profound impact. Like you just said, I'm guessing you do the same with your clients. So thank you for those insights, Pradeep. How can our guests stay in touch with you and connect with you?
Yeah, you can basically connect with me on pretty much every social media channel, except for Twitter. I'm not very active on Twitter, but LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, you can get a hold of me. And you can also take a look at my website, pradeepsanga.com. And if you connect with me through there, I always respond personally myself.
Great. Pradeep, thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. You too, Christopher. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.